traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Today, the Biden administration announced that it's going to pull back its plans to refill the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, they drained that to try and bring gas prices down earlier. Well, they've been trying to fill it back up, but now it is way too expensive. So they say we hit $86 today on the futures market. They say it costs too much, so we're not going to do it. And now is the time of huge political, geopolitical risk out there. So I don't know. This summer could be a tough summer if you want to drive.
Survey shows 64% of Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the border, including 3 in 10 Democrats.
So if you don't have a border, you got problems, and they're importing them all over the country.
Because you ordered a mushroom dish that contains apparently what are considered magic mushrooms. Mushrooms that can be hallucinogenic. And so now these wild mushroom dishes are selling out at that restaurant's branches across China. You have sparked all this. May I ask you, I'm just quite curious,
apparently so.
What was it like, the mushroom experience?
So I went with this large group of people, and the person who had arranged our dinner did the ordering. There was a delicious mushroom dish. I was not aware that these mushrooms had hallucinogenic properties. I learned that later. I can tell you
later, like in your, when you were sleeping and having visions,
mushrooms.
Or
I read that if the mushrooms are cooked properly, which I'm sure they were at this very good restaurant.
Show, my friend, is Wednesday. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. We're a few months away from the 2024 general election that just happens to have the presidential election in it. Let me introduce the Godfather Conservative Radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Ready to do this.
Gotcha. And
3 days it took me to
really, you know what, and I still never saw it. I still never saw it.
Double check this morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get with him on that one. And we got Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robbins.
Top of the morning, everybody. Happy hump day. Kind of a slow news day, it looks like, huh?
Right now, something's brewing. Something is brewing. If you're watching us on social media, make sure that you're sharing the show. Do us a favor and take a couple of seconds. Hit that first. If you have a like button, hit the like button.
Da-da-da. Hotline.
My barber hates my phone because all the notifications keep going off while she.
Do you have different sounds for all of them?
No, it takes too long. It's the same sound for everything.
You ever have a notification to wonder what it's for?
Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a whole lot of notifieds in my phone somewhere.
Yeah. and actually, I fixed my phone to that right now. It's like, okay, I took off the sound. Wait. Yeah. I took off the sound. And I took off the notification when I'm looking at it. but I didn't catch the one sound. So there's one sound that doesn't show any notification at all. Yep,
that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the one I mean.
It's like, I got it. Then I got to mute the whole phone because I was like, I don't want to hear that no more. But then
look at this phone. I'm looking at this phone going, something's going on somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll find it.
Well, you know, I mean, there isn't a whole lot going on. You would almost think this was August, it's April. But there are a couple things. We do know, as you know, President Trump came up with the $175 million to appeal. It was to appeal. And people, and now the Trump campaign had came out to say, we went to like 30 banks or whatnot, and we can't find anybody that's going to do it. Well, they found somebody out in California. His name is Don Hankey of Knight Specialty Insurance. Hopefully he gave President Trump a good deal on it because he's made his fortune selling high interest auto loans to people with poor credit. So hopefully he is, hopefully he's, you know, he did President Trump good. And I have to say it because a whole lot of people out here, a lot of people out here will try to take advantage if they can. And, you know, that's something that we don't need to see. So, yeah, I saw that information coming out this morning about that. And Trump, President Trump, well, his media group is suing a couple of, I see co-owners, but I haven't seen former co-owners, but they might be former co-owners, but Trump media is suing them to get their share stocks from what I've been able to check out. And I know Jay has probably seen something on that one too, right? No? Yes?
Yeah, I saw that they're suing. I haven't read the court filing yet. It sounds like there's just they did a startup and now there's dispute over who owns what percent. I mean, not totally uncommon in the digital space for these people,
yeah,
with the investors and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it says that Trump wants their stock in the company because, right, he feels that they set it up improperly. Now,
yeah, and if you were on Truth early, it was not a smooth ride, if you can say. So yeah, he's basically saying like they were negligent, they didn't live up to their end of what they said they would do. So when they started the initiative, like everybody had their roles, and those guys he's saying did poorly, so they don't deserve their shares. So that'll be interesting.
Now, it's crazy that we don't. Well, there's a couple other things too about that, but I won't get into that. That I went digging and I found some stuff from last year. So Truth is in court in a couple other places, but these two co-founders have sued Trump Media Group in Delaware. And then Trump came around and is suing them for their stock in the share and said that they didn't set it up properly and stuff. So, yeah, those things were what I had noticed for President Trump. Plus, he won some primaries last night too, I think. But we already said he was the preemptive. Yeah, he's a nominee for the GOP already. I was thinking about something like yesterday, and I wanted to say it, but I didn't get a chance to say it because, you know, President Trump and then President Trump came out and said that if he's not elected, it's the end of America, okay, or something to that effect. And I was looking at, we have talked about when he gets in, we think he's going to do a lot of things to right the ship that America currently is on. he, and y'all don't take this wrong, because he's going to be a lame duck president. And we've said that before, too. He's going to be lame duck because it's his second time. But we expect him to treat it like the like a first four, the lame duck, okay? And I was thinking about Biden, though. I was like, if they keep him in office for four more years, I think he would set the definition of lame duck of all time. Because I think that if he wins, if they make him win, they're going to do stuff in those 4 years that is going to set the trajectory of this country on a course that I don't think we can ever come back from.
We'll be under one party rule.
Basically, DC.
That we're not, I mean, we're almost there already.
Right.
With these Republicans.
But that one party rule would be DC. And
against the people.
It'll be DC, it'll be New York, it'll be San Francisco, it'll be Philadelphia, it'll be Denver, it'll be every city in this country.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's like, why? I was.
That's when you start looking at Guyana.
Guyana?
Looking somewhere else to live.
But you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, we look at it, President Trump getting there. Do what he has to do. I ain't gonna say nothing, because I think the best course of adventure is to get in there and use your FU money. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not saying he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that, he's gonna do that. I'm gonna let him get in there and I'm gonna let him do it, and then everybody's gonna be like, okay, now the country's on the right road, and we law and order, and I ain't gonna say nothing else. I ain't going to say nothing else about it. However, if Biden gets in, if they make him win, and I'm glad I'm using the words just like I'm if they make him win, he's going to go the total complete opposite of what Trump wants to do at existential speed. And he's a lame duck. He's not running again. He doesn't.
Downside for him.
Nothing at all.
I look at Joe Biden like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Patsy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and they say presidents, if you get like two or three big things done, that was a good presidency. And to like his Clinton. Credit, and he's not doing it, it's the people doing it. They have done like seven huge things. I mean, if you look at the spending trajectory they put us on after COVID, they took that COVID spending and took it to the moon. Open border with all the illegals and all the ramifications of that. The Green New Deal, Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, they've had a handful of things that have put us on. I mean, we're Thelma and Louise driving off the cliff.
And they've criminalized pro-life.
Right.
They put people in federal prison for praying at an abortion clinic.
Yeah, yep. I saw that. And again, you wonder, where are our attorneys? Well, I mean,
we don't have any.
There has to be. See, and that's what gets me. There has to be somewhere, somehow in the in the law somewhere to protect these people. And for some reason, they aren't getting protected.
I agree, man. It's frustrating. That's one of the most frustrating things there is. Because you go out in the street and you talk to people, and you know we got fighters on our side, you know, but they never show up.
Yep.
You know, the DA, where's our Alvin Bragg? Where's the right Fannie Willis? Should be ashamed of yourselves.
But Republicans hide in a certain degree behind their principles. And, oh, we're going to take the high road. Oh, we're not going to do this targeting like they're doing to Trump. And sometimes that high road, I mean, we can high road ourselves into extinction. It's We've like, the, yeah, it looks well, like the abortion debate. Like, we all agree abortion's bad, but if we're going to make that the primary focus of 2024, we're going to lose. They'll have a super majority in the House and the Senate. And I mean, I don't, and maybe there's an argument that we're better to fight for our principles and lose than to abandon our principles and win, but
maybe in somebody else's world, but I want to live in this one. I'll tell you what they've done to a huge percentage of American women's minds. We will never win that abortion argument. It's just a fact. I mean, I know it's what's right and what's wrong, but we don't have the same morality we used to have.
Right. I was going to ask you about that because I know that at times you have taken that that stance. We should not be touching that going into this election. We should be going, but it looks like there are some Republicans out there that says we need to be touching this.
I know, and I swear I think those are the ones that are losing on purpose.
Correct.
Like when Lindsey Graham came out after the freaking court decision said we need a federal ban on abortion. Are you stupid, Lindsey?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I mean, that it's like a plan. It's like they do it on purpose. It gets old. It really does. You know, the thing I don't understand is I could see a 16-year-old girl that gets knocked up wanting to have an abortion. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I could see it. I could understand that. But when I see a 50-year-old ugly lady screaming at the top of her lungs about women's health care, it drives me crazy. Don't you have anything better to think about than that?
Healthcare.
It doesn't apply to you anyway.
I don't know. You know what?
Yeah. I mentioned my fantasy baseball draft there with a couple buddies. They're in their late 50s. Mm. You know, just dudes, right? They both had kids and whatnot. And somehow abortion came up. I'm like, I just wish we could move on after as a country. Like, this is just two devices. We're never going to agree. And They're like, well, what are you? I'm like, well, I think life is at conception. And I'm pro-life. You
messed up.
I say you can't define...
You messed
where
up.
Life starts. Yeah. So that's why your position is different because we both agree we don't want the government in our business. Of course, when it came vax time, you thought the government should tell us we had to get a vax. And like these guys were like screaming, frothing mad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can two 50 some year old dudes lose your freaking mind over the fact that I believe that a life is created when, you know, when the egg's fertilized. And because, I think, therefore, we don't kill that thing.
Are they married?
Yeah, they married, kids, the whole thing.
The wives are in charge.
You guys are nuts.
The wives are in charge. And they got the 16-year-old daughters.
and they don't run anything other than probably bringing the money in the house.
And running the trash out.
And doing the honeydews. That's it. Exactly. Yeah. So when they come to that baseball draft, they're giving you pent up frustration that they aren't in charge of their own house. And Sinbad said this a long time ago, a comedian. He was like, some of these men out here, they are so whipped. They are so destroyed by their wives that you will see them in the mall and you will call their name and they won't even remember their name. But he's like, hey, Hutch. You know, it's like, I mean, and I didn't mean Hutch is king of his castle. So yeah.
Okay. That's what I make everybody think.
Well, yeah,
old Master Sergeant told me. Master Sergeant told me one time, you can only be one. You can either be right or you can be happy.
All right.
And when you told me that years ago, I never forgot that.
Oh yeah,
you can be right or you can be happy. I remember that. But yeah, I mean, for them, and that's another thing that gets me about today's society, and that's why I said, we don't care about tissue paper feelings, is if I know what I believe, And to a certain extent, I don't care what you believe, because if I did, then I would be asking you,
right,
what you believe. Okay. Right. Okay. So, but in the society that we have today, people want you on their side so bad that they will ask you a question, be laughing before they ask you a question. Y'all talking about all types of fun stuff and everything. Then they ask you a question, and if you don't have the same response, then they get mad at you for how you think. It's like, wait a minute. You asked me. We were here laughing. We were joking. Right. We were talking about the woman in the bikini commercial selling a cracker. And now all of a sudden, you're getting mad at me because, well, you ought to know better. It's my opinion. Well, you know what? Let's not talk about it. No, I want to talk about it. Wait a minute. Now you sound like your wife. You know, you want to argue with me, and I'm trying to talk to you about who we going to draft in the next round. Can't win.
And it's funny, too, because it's like, I just asked him a question. I'm like, when do you think life starts? Because that should be the point where we protect a baby, in my opinion.
Oh, well, you did that one then.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you guys want to have the conversation. Like, and I mean, the government regulates all sorts of things. Like, I hop in my car and I have to put my seatbelt on. Like, there's a point where government needs to intervene. But holy Hannah. Yeah, so Republicans, just don't campaign on abortion this year. Pro tip from the Wayne Dupree Show. You will lose. I mean, that's why Florida's crazy. They've got a pro-abortion rights amendment to the Constitution on the ballot this fall. That's going to drive a ton of Democrat voters out. People that might not like Joe Biden, they love being able to get their abortions. So you're going to bring a lot.
Especially all those victims you just left in through the border that had to deal with the rape trees.
Right.
And everything else.
You know, if I can find it, I am definitely going to play it. I remember Ann Richards, Cecile Richards. You remember Ann Richards from Texas?
Yeah, governor before Bush.
When I was a Democrat, I thought she was awesome. She defined Texas. She was Texas, basically. She was Texas. And she was the one that got on stage during the Democratic convention and talked about George W. Bush can't get the silver foot out of his mouth, you know, kind of. It was funny. Well, her daughter was on Univision one time and was talking about the conception life thing that you were just talking about, Jay. And she has two kids. And she did not want to talk. She didn't have a great answer about when does life start. She has two kids.
That's because abortion is their issue they win on. It's a religion for Democrats. They're not allowed to go against it.
Yep.
That's their
plan. And that's why they'll never answer that question. They'll spin it around. They'll come back after you. They'll say, what about rape or incest? And you'll say, oh, that's 1% of abortions. Okay, fine. But they won't, you know, even a heartbeat bill, like 12 weeks. Oh, no, we can't have that. Like,
and they lie. They lie about what we feel. I sat there during the gubernatorial elections and watched Josh Shapiro for 90 days run commercial after commercial after commercial saying that the Republican was going to take all the rights away from women and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it was just a 90-second lie.
Yeah.
And they did it over and over and over again, and Shapiro won in a landslide.
Yep.
They just flipped a Republican district in Louisiana Democrat over that in vitro fertilization thing.
I saw that too. Yeah, I saw that too. And guess what? Crap is the media is not saying. I mean, actually, the conservative media really didn't say anything about it.
No. And this comes from colleges. This is the downfall of our citizens from our culture is from colleges. Now, there's some good news on the horizon that I saw today.
What's that?
I don't know the name of these groups, like the Gen Z and millennial, whatever the youngest generation is.
It's Gen Z.
Okay, they're opting for trade school instead of college. Yep. It's starting to trend. That's a good deal.
Actually, the boys are very based. They're very conservative, traditional. You will see the rise of the alpha male in our
country. I agree with you. And you know why? It's because of those hags in those public schools that are telling them about trannies every day. They hate it.
Well, I mean, and also the kids are being molested by the teachers.
Yeah.
I didn't see it when I was growing up, but never before in my lifetime have I seen the number of kids being molested or groomed by their teachers.
I've never seen teacher when I was growing up. There wasn't any pretty teachers.
No, they were all old.
I mean, maybe a couple.
There's like one, right?
Yeah, maybe one.
Yeah.
Everybody hoped you got
that one. But the rest of them suckers were scary.
Yeah, large.
I mean, they didn't look right. They looked didn't look normal.
Miss Bloodsworth,
Miss Brosnan, big old cankles and whatnot.
Yep. Miss Bloodsworth,
large charging
in charge, Marge. Yep, that's it.
Don't be late.
No, please. Don't and be we late.
We created a
no,
situation
don't be
late. Where
teachers, I was late a couple times.
We create a world where teachers can be really low skilled. Like they don't even have to teach kids anything. Like
it's one of the easiest degrees to get, they say.
Yeah, it's one of the
teacher?
Easiest degrees.
Yeah.
And there's no accountability for actually teaching kids things. That's why the reading and math rate and everything is so terrible. So if you're a low-skilled individual who doesn't know what you're going to do with yourself, are you going to go take a job where they'll hold you accountable? Or will you go take a job where your main job is to not hold people accountable, to just like show up.
Just to be a good union member.
Right.
Look for the union label. Yeah.
So the union label's that blue hair, that pin through the nose.
Right.
We had this one teacher, math teacher. I swear he was from, well, I don't know. I mean, his teeth just crooked. And he used to, instead of using the eraser off the board, he used to wipe the board with his hand. So when he came over and you asked him to show that you need help, he pointing on the it's like he was taking his fingerprints down at the jail, because his fingerprints would be all over your paper. You'd be like, oh no. And then also had another teacher, Miss Brown. God rest his soul. Breath kicked all the time. But you know, teachers, how they used to thumb through the paper, you know, go like that. You would hope that your paper wasn't the one that she thumbed, because you're like, what is that?
You know what the weirdest thing in the world too was? If you're out in public and you see one of your teachers.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That happened.
Hiding in the aisle.
That happened. Another math teacher showed up to the door, showed up to our door selling insurance. And I thought he was coming to tell on me for something. I'm looking at Mr. Cage.
Wait, it's like, don't answer the door.
Hey, Wayne, how you doing? And he came in and he said, insurance? Really?
I don't know if there was a strike or what it was, but I was about sixth grade, seventh grade, maybe eighth grade.
It was in the 70s.
Seventh grade, I think.
And it was in the 70s though, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a teacher strike.
We were walking downtown in the, now they call it the cultural district. It used to be where all the topless bars and stuff were, right? And the movie theater, the peep shows and whatnot. So me and my buddy, like, we're trying to be grown, right? We go into this one peep show place, and I look across the counter and say, hey, Mr. Pachersky, what's going on? My sixth grade teacher was working in there.
Giddy up.
Selling porno mags and stuff. gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh my God.
Then another time, I was in a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And some of the teachers were just civilians, and some of them were Franciscan brothers, where they wore this big brown gown, like a man dress kind of thing. And then they had like a white cardboard tunic thing that came down. And I had French class. This is in the 70s too. My French teacher was a brother from Vietnam. I'm trying to learn French from a guy who can't even speak English. That was rough.
Oh, Lord.
That dude had some breath too.
Yeah, man, that breath thing. You know, I don't know whether y'all saw this, but Rashida Tlaib has come out and said that that Israel deliberately targeted those six food workers. Deliberately did it, and I was like, she urges attention to social media posts. Here's my thing. I think a censure should come down on the House. I think Republicans should ask for a censure on Rashida Tlaib. And it probably will pass because there are some Democrats on that side that that have voted with Israel. So I think that they should censure her. For her remarks against Benjamin Netanyahu. What do y'all think?
I don't think she should be able to be in Congress.
I don't either, but...
I mean, we got to figure this out. And there's a massive problem that's starting to happen in this country when it comes to our history and our lack of knowledge of it. I mean, for her to say that, if we don't have Israel's back, and I'm not talking about financing everything they do,
right.
But my God, they killed 6 million of them because they're Jewish. It's the only reason that country was reorganized in 47. For her to say things like that is, you know, it's trending in this country. It's a bad situation. It's trending. There's a city called Teaneck, New Jersey, which is the largest Jewish population city in New Jersey. And there's an Islamic center in Paterson, New Jersey, where these people, it's about 13 miles away, where these people all gather in cars and they drive to Teaneck and they go harass Jews, all these Palestinians. We got to get a handle on this. It's getting out of control. And she's just a symptom of it. I mean, she lives in a Muslim zone that they all hate freaking Jews. And so she's not going to get any backlash. It's probably a resume booster in her district.
Right. I was going to say, you know, and I've talked about my position on the show in the Israel versus Hamas or the Arab world. You know, I'm team Israel, but I'm more team America, meaning I think we need to go into an isolationist period. We need to purge the traitors like Rashida Tlaib from our country. She should not. She's not only should she not be serving in Congress, she should go home.
Yep.
She should go to wherever her affiliation lies. And all of these congressmen from her and Ilhan Omar, who they say their goal is to make things better for Somalia. If as soon as you came here and became a citizen of the United States, your primary goal is to take care of us first.
It's supposed to.
That's right. Not, and we are on so many tipping points at so many spots, clowns like this that want us to pick sides and some conflict around the world. No. Let's get the illegals out of America. Let's restore American manufacturing and energy independence and all those things we need to do, or there won't be an America to worry about.
And let's go one step further. Let's redefine what an illegal is. I don't care because you have a piece of paper that you signed your name on. If you're rooting for Hamas, you're out of here.
Right.
I'm just saying, I don't want any parts of my culture stained by hatred like that.
Right.
Correct. And that includes getting our intelligence communities out of all these things they're doing in these other countries. Like, they've been in the Middle East for decades causing trouble, And they only make it worse. They only make them hate us more. It's time that we stop that stuff. I mean, how many times has the CIA overthrown a government and then that government becomes a big problem for
us? And who can even say who can say who's running the CIA?
Right.
Nobody has any idea. They got a director. That guy's not running anything.
And it's not really over. I mean, you are right. Overthrowing. But our government has put these rebels into positions.
Zelensky.
Yeah.
Right.
Zelensky. Saddam Hussein. Osama bin Laden. I mean, they have put, and actually, that was the old guard.
Zelensky, you want to see where it's really bad? Look at Africa.
Oh my God!
In the different countries in Africa, they put butchers in there.
Right. Well, look at what all our hard work did in Haiti. We now have a cannibal named Barbecue running after Democrats and the Clintons went and spent hundreds of millions of dollars in Haiti. It's now descended to like medieval chaos, only with firearms.
And in Florida.
Right. Yeah. And then they're just letting them all come in. What?
Life is going to change for us very soon. One way or another.
I still think that there's going to be a flag, not a false flag. There's going to be a flag that happens between now and September.
I think it's going to happen soon.
Illegals are going to, because already killing and raping and killing women already.
Think of what Jason said and think of how many people that are in here right now that absolutely hate us for things we've done over the last 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, napalm all by itself will piss you off for generations.
Yeah.
Well, and go look at those children of Hamas, and not defending Hamas, but in 20 years, they're going to come after us. And
Israel, I felt, yeah, everybody. I said that before too. Yeah. 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 I mean, you aren't going to get ISIS, Hamas. You're not going to get all of them. I mean, and those kids that saw this stuff happen when they were 5 and 6 years old and they didn't understand it. They're in little, they ain't going to summer church camps. I tell you that much.
No, they've been culturally groomed to be what they are. I'll be happy if the United States of America or hopefully the whole West, but half of the West is lost already. But if our people at least look at Islam for what it is, I would be happy. Just look at it for what it is. This is an evil organization.
But you say you want Americans to look at it for what it is, but then you have leaders in America that's telling the American people that it's a religion of peace.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I agree.
You got presidential candidates saying we should hug them.
And think back of who those people are.
Right.
It's your Mike Pompeos and your George W. Bushes. And think of the bank accounts in Doha.
Oh yeah.
This is all, it's all a forever war thing, keeping this thing alive. These people are evil. They're evil. It's just, the main thing that we have to do, and this is critical, it's existential. We have to stop characterizing Islam as a religion that is equal to Christianity and the other Abrahamic religions. It is not. And if we allow it to be portrayed as such, our own constitution will kill us.
No.
That's just my opinion. I mean, that's a political system. It's got taxes and everything else in it.
Yeah. I was going to say you've had the war of the religions for centuries, you know, between Christianity and the Arabic, you know, Jews. And this is no different. It's just a different form. They want to take over. They want to destroy all the Christians long term. Like that hasn't changed.
And the Hindus and everybody but the Islamic.
Right.
Let me shift just for a complete second. Yeah, I heard about the earthquake in Taiwan. Big one.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
And it really didn't, even though I heard it, for some reason, I just kept thinking Hong Kong, Japan. I kept thinking that. And then I realized that, wait a minute, Taiwan. I wonder if Xi. Yeah, I was like,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
I was gonna ask you guys a question, and I hadn't had a chance to find it yet. But didn't the NFSC talk about like the underwater nukes that could cause an earthquake?
You know, something else I saw. I was listening last night to an amateur radio net, and if you remember when I asked Roy about those Baofeng radios.
Yeah.
I had bought one. Well, I'm listening to these guys talking on there, and the guy's going, yeah, I was watching this guy, and he said that the Baofeng, because Baofengs are the cheapest radio that you can buy in America, right? So a lot of ham radio guys have them. Right. Yeah, I was listening to this Baofeng thing, and the guy said that they were providing the navigation for those Chinese balloons that were coming across. They were transmitting through our radios. And then I looked down the bottom and saw it was April 1st and April Fool's. And I wanted to get on there and go, man, you ain't as far away from the truth as you think.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was pulling my memory from what they had said. And I have to ask him. We'll have him on tomorrow. We'll have to ask him about
No, actually we won't. They are very busy right now, so they'll be back on next week.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We'll have to ask them next time they're on because remember them showing, I seem to recall a video or something, and I haven't had a chance to find it yet. And I'm like, and then there was 30 Chinese warships around Taiwan too after the earthquake.
What about the dude that crashed the gate at the Marine Corps base?
Yeah.
He's a Chinese guy.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Was that the one that just walked on?
No, he crashed his car into the guard shack. I mean, that's the picture I saw. I didn't see a video or anything, but I saw a picture of a car into a guard shack.
Which brings me to a story that I put on WayneDupree.com today. There's a surgeon Chinese immigration under Joe Biden. Right now, it's like under Biden, the number of Chinese residents entering the U.S. illegally has gone through the roof. Most of them are single guys of military age. Since 2021, more than 140,000 have come into the country illegally. One of them was just caught at a Marine Corps base on the southwest border. And then, you know, y'all were talking about the guy that ran.
That's him.
Yep. That's him. Okay. All right. From fiscal year 2021 to 2024, almost 50,000 have come into the country illegally through the southwest border. Over 24,000, or half that number, have come in illegally through the northern border. they're coming in through California and Mexico. So Texas, Canada. I mean, it's not funny. But they've had a plan for this. They've had a plan, and they're not even using guns. They're just coming.
And think about this. I was thinking about this. It's been 4 years, 3 years, whatever. There's hundreds of Republicans in Congress. How is everything just going along like it's normal? And we've got millions of people flooding into our country.
Yep.
How do they get to do business as usual? Why are we not disrupting everything?
What I don't understand, and I've been crying out about this for a while too, is that when Dems are in charge, when they are in charge, and even if they're not in charge, actually, if they have a problem, they will gang up in front of a mic.
Yeah.
In front of the media and let the whole nation know about it. We don't do that like that. Our side just doesn't do that like that. They make, our side has lone wolves. They'll come out, one person in front of a mic, and then the next thing you know, sorry, I got to say it. Then the next thing you know, they're on Steve Bannon's show, or they're on their own podcast, and then they're talking about it. It's like, why don't y'all come out as a band, a group, and show unity? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's when you start to realize it's all a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Republicans don't push back as hard as they need to about the immigrants because some of the Republicans are okay with it.
And you know, if you go to the bar, we got the tough guys. They're out there. We got them.
Yep.
But they're not in Congress.
Right.
You know, Jay, you just said something I remember that I don't think we did some nostalgia thing yesterday. But we didn't say anything about this. You remember those Chinese restaurants that you would go and pay for your meal when it was done, and then you look down, or you look on the wall, or you look down at the thing, and you see these checks with everybody's name on it or whatnot. What's this? Oh, those bounce checks. Those bounce checks. The checks, they bounce. And it's like, why don't we have a wall of people in the Republican Party that are selling us out? You know, so, I mean,
we just started figuring it out.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Well,
I had a McCain sign in my yard.
Right. We woke up in the middle of a cold civil war, realizing right. People on our side aren't.
I'm like, wait. I got a Robin sign.
Yeah. No, I mean,
we were asleep.
Republicans put up very weak response to this immigration problem. Largely, I suspect many are owned by big corporations. Big corporations like cheap labor. You know,
United States Chamber of Commerce,
right?
Okay. Yeah. And then, you would think that if they cared about the country, you would think if our side really cared about the country as much as they say they do when they are giving their speeches, then things like this wouldn't happen.
Lake and Riley should have been able to go on a run in broad daylight without being murdered by an illegal immigrant. But Joe Biden promised not to deport illegal immigrants.
Should that person be deported? That person should not be the focus of deportation.
Biden vowed not to detain illegal immigrants who crossed the border.
No one would be put in jail while waiting for their hearing.
So when Jose Ibarra crossed into America illegally, he was not deported. He was not put in jail. Biden also supported sanctuary cities.
Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No.
So when Jose Ibarra was arrested in New York City for endangering a child, he was freed a second time. Ibarra went to Georgia, where he beat Lake and Riley to death. How many more killers has Biden set free? Building America.
You know, I mean, I understand how, I don't know whether it's our side can't walk and chew bubblegum at the same time or what, but they get set on a certain thing, and there's so many other stories out there that could be worse that don't get brought up, because there was a young lady that was in the same situation as Lake and Riley that was four months earlier. Her mom found her. I had a video. Her mom found her in the tub.
Yep.
Thought she was taking a bath. Found her in the tub, pulled back the thing, and saw her daughter dead in the tub. Then come to find out that it was an illegal immigrant that beat her up, raped her, and left her in the tub, and then he pulled the curtain to hide. Yeah, I mean, it's like, look.
And it's all for votes.
It is.
I mean, there's already reports. I mean, this is horrible. They got records right now showing voter registration without photo ID in three key swing states. in Pennsylvania, Texas, and Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. I knew that one was coming.
Yeah, I knew think that Penn Wokeness broke that yesterday, and the numbers are just horrifying.
Especially in Texas.
200,000 people in Texas registered to vote with no ID.
Laura Trump, I hope you got your lawyers ready. Start deploying them right now.
Yeah.
Deploy them this morning.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we saw that coming down the pike a couple of months ago when we saw the story about the Arizona thing. But then again, Wisconsin just, I guess this is good news.
Yeah. Zuckerbucks.
Wisconsin just passed about the Zuckerbucks. So, but then again,
there's three states. Is those three states all have Soros attorneys general?
Yep.
So nobody, I mean, the major cities of those states. Right. So they're not going to DAs, not attorney general, Soros DAs in the major cities of those three states that'll never prosecute or even investigate any of this. This is going to take outside people from the RNC or wherever else to go in there and clean that stuff up. It's our only hope.
Time to get the pew pews going.
It's time for open season on these illegals, I'll tell you that.
Think of how stupid it is too.
Yeah.
If you're an illegal alien in this country, I hate you.
Well, think of that. The year is 2024, and in America it's controversial to say somebody who shouldn't be here, who didn't come in legally, shouldn't be here. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
For them to come out and say, no human is illegal. I don't know how many signs I've seen it. No human is illegal. It's like, you know what? I don't even know how y'all graduated school. For real. You're saying no human is illegal. Okay, but guess what? Their actions could be. We're not saying we're against immigration. We're just saying we're against illegal immigration. And y'all, and for some reason, when we were growing up, our parents used to tell us stuff, and then if we didn't do it right and whatnot, then our parents would be fussing at us. It just goes one in here, right out the other. Now when we tell you, we're for legal immigration, not illegal. Somehow that gets jarbled up somewhere in here that y'all can't even comprehend that. You can't even work that out. It's like, yeah, but nobody's illegal. Yeah, their actions are illegal. And like we said last week, you can't tell me they're law-abiding citizens. The guy from Univision was like, well, yeah, they might have come in illegal, but they paid their taxes and they work and they're law-abiding citizens. How can you be law-abiding citizens when you're living in this place illegally? You can't serve milk with that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And why do we want you in here anyway when you made such a mess out of your own country? You want to run away from it.
Yeah. There's a reason why y'all are running away. And I mean, honestly, don't tell me that it's the conditions. Don't tell me, because did you see our conditions over here? We got people living on the street over here. We got pedophiles living over here. We have a major sex trafficking ring and stuff going on over here. So don't tell me you come over here for better conditions. You might be coming over here for better food. Well, and don't even tell me that you come over here for better food, because they screwing that up too. So, I mean, what are you coming? Why are you coming over here?
Debit cards.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, it's pretty simple. And legal immigrants are great. They look at America. They understand the deal. They come in and they're very productive citizens. Illegal, by definition, is somebody who is not looking to enter the relationship with a country in good standing. You can't break the first rule and then expect like, oh, they're gonna follow the rest of the rules. It's just
Let me break with the team and say that I'm against legal immigration. I think that we need to have at the very minimum a 10-year pause where we have to get our act together and figure out who's who. We can't afford it right now. If you think you're going to come into this country legally, first of all, you better have your own money. You better have your own way of getting along, because we can't afford you right now. We can't afford anybody new with the debt that we have already. And that goes twice as much for the unfunded liabilities. That's what we're talking about here. These people come in here at 3 years old, and we pay their way for 70 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we got to stop. And I think we're pretending if we just say, you know, we're breaking at the seams. We've got cities now because of this invasion that are literally full, like Denver, that are just giving away veterans' homes to these peasants.
Well, and you can't have a welfare state as extensive as we have and illegal immigration. I mean, run a restaurant and say all the food is free today and see how long you stay in business.
It'd be like Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick. Let me, I don't know whether y'all heard about this story. There was a 16-year-old teenager that was abducted by her father, and the police ran him down. She was running away from her dad, who had a gun. Dad had a gun. She didn't. But as she was running toward the police shot her, killed her, on a California highway. I don't know. Did y'all hear about that?
I heard about it. I didn't see any visuals until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we are starting to see a crisis of a lack of competency in many different industries in America, mm-hmm. from transportation to law enforcement. We've seen it in education. And if you think of the police force, it's going to get worse. Because the people who wanted to serve in the police force as a mission, and like people went into that line of work with a purpose. They rooted those guys out. And now they've lowered the hiring standards, they've lowered the training standards, they've lowered the certifications because they can't get applications or DEI or whatever the case is. But you're gonna see a crisis as a country. For 20 years, we've reduced the competencies required in these critical roles, and you're going to see more and more of this where bad things happen.
And there's other countries that have done this before us, but you can see how it works. South Africa is one of them. Haiti is another one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you base things on things other than merit, this is what you get. And you hit it right on the head when you say it's in every sector of our society.
Right.
We do not have the best and the brightest CEOs, financial people. You know where you need to stay away from in America right now? Stay the hell away from the emergency room.
Right.
I'm telling you what, we got a deepening crisis that's going on, and it's going to slap us in the head.
This past weekend, some people were talking about there's a whole lot of things that there's a whole lot of words and stuff that people just don't know the definition of. Out here today, they really don't know it. They really don't know the definition. But, and I really don't get too much into the DEI thing because I have my, because as a veteran, we're caught up in that too. But I put out something on my account. I was like, you know, it seems like. And I guess it's because of the bubble or the echo chamber that my timeline is in. But I see a whole lot of Black Americans that are being called out for DEI hires on social media. And I was like, you know, DEI hires happening with everybody.
Yeah, it's not just Blacks. Look at your teachers.
No, it's not.
Teachers with blue hair.
Look at the RNC. Look at RNC. I mean, look at Congress. there's a whole lot of people that should not be there.
These are the people that you were talking about earlier that their wife runs them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The first thing I was thinking about was the RNC. Those people get in there because of money and power, and they are put into those positions, and they don't know anything about taking care of the country. They really don't. They just think it's a cash cow. They think the RNC was a cash cow, and they think that they can keep that stuff going, keep it going. And they aren't in there to fix anything. Y'all just said it. We aren't putting our brightest in. You know that this country has been failing as long as, how do you remember the presidents of the United States? One thing about presidents before Bill Clinton is they all had military experience.
Most of them, yeah.
Military experience, somehow, some way.
Even
Ross Perot, exactly. Some form of it.
Even Jimmy Carter.
Think about that in a way, and I know we had some corrupt presidents at the time, but think about that. That even with the military experience, they understood how to run things in that type of military way, or checks and balances and different things. Like, okay, fine.
Executive, yeah.
When you start getting into the DEI portion of just electing somebody to elect somebody, Barack Obama,
Senate.
Yeah. Then you start saying, we don't care about your qualifications. We're just going to put you in because we feel good about it. Rona McDaniel. We're just going to put you in, and you don't have no type of experience, no type of anything. Now, can you put all that together and say, okay, now I see why this country has been going down since the 80s or late 80s, early 90s. Now we understand, because the people that are going in, they don't know how to take care of the country, period.
They aren't good caretakers. When we talk about the best and the brightest, think of it this way. Who gets to pick the best and the brightest?
Yeah.
The colleges.
Yeah. Right.
That's the problem.
And we've all seen, and it used to be kind of a common joke in the media or in like TV shows or whatnot, where it's the business and the unqualified son or daughter gets placed in a position of power because they knew somebody.
Right.
And we all joked about that. And I mean, Tommy Boy, great movie that was basically that premise. This incompetent person got to run this business just because that was his dad. Yep. And we all agreed that deserved mocking, and companies that did that long-term weren't going to survive. DEI institutionalizes that practice, which is hiring people for reasons other than the best person to do the job. Mm-hmm. And these companies that have embraced it so fully over the last 20 years, they're the ones who are going to fail. Because it just becomes this snowball effect where then you have bad leaders picking the next group of leaders, mm-hmm. and they're not picking them based on their ability to perform jobs or do different things.
And don't look at it just with race. You look at every city that has a riot problem in this country right now, and you will invariably find a female police chief.
Right. Yeah. I started noticing.
A female overweight police chief.
Yep.
You know, you were just talking about the quality or the quality of the companies that do the DEI hires, how the company starts going down, right?
Yep.
But the golden parachute for the former ones go up.
Right.
So that they aren't attached to the company anymore because they know that the company's going down. So they get a larger golden parachute so they can just live out their lives without a care in the world, because I used to be with that company. You're like, how's it going? Yeah, I kind of figured it was going down there. Yep. Well, I got to go on my next yacht. I mean, they're in it for those Zuckerbucks. No, I'm kidding. They're in there for the bucks, man. They get the bucks and get out. That's
and
it.
That's your RNC.
Yeah.
And that's your Republicans.
Right.
In it for themselves. Waving a fake flag. Marketing.
That's your Amway meeting is the RNC. Yeah, that's the RNC right there, boy. Yeah. Real quick. What's his name? RFK. RFK Jr. came on. You know, he still doesn't have hold on. We talked about if something happened to Donald Trump that something was gonna happen, or we felt like the country was gonna go fully crazy. So if something happened to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think the country's gonna be in an uproar too.
Should
because
be.
he's getting some polling. I was talking to a young lady the other day. He's going on these college campuses and he's talking to these young kids.
I told you yesterday, the DNC came out and said, stop freaking registering these kids. They're all going to vote somewhere else. They're not going to vote for Biden.
Yeah, he's
because they're the ones you think about it. We're at a certain age, you know, all right, we've lived more than we're probably going to live.
Yeah.
You get an 18, 20 year old. In that scenario, he's looking forward going, holy smokes, I better fix this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the young lady who I was talking to is from the South. He's like, he is eating up the South. He's going in. I was like, well, you know, that makes sense. I mean, the Kennedys were big down in the South.
Well,
you know,
and it's funny, the media blackout on him is going to be so positive because it's forcing him to smaller podcasts, to different platforms. And the people, like, he's not engaging with the regular traditional Democrat base that watches MSNBC, but he's engaging with the young base, with, yep, you know, some of the more fringy folks. And I'm going to say if he makes all the way to the election, he probably pulls about 10-15%.
At least
he's already pulling. He's already pulling 16-17%.
I actually that and people pulling the lever are two different things.
Yeah.
I actually saw a journalist ask him the other day, do you think they're going to kill you?
Yeah.
Like literally asked him that in those words. I was like, whoa, that's pretty brutal. I mean, they do have a history, though. I mean, the Democrats have a history of killing people.
What do you say?
He doesn't think about those things.
Yeah, I bet he don't. Okay. Biden won't even give the man
Mayorkas.
Right. Personally turned it down.
Yeah.
And I mean, I gotta say,
if something happens, then Mayorkas ought to be charged with murder.
You gotta be.
I mean, if you're a Kennedy running for president, don't you just automatically, no matter what you're polling at, you're a Kennedy. We've killed two of you. Okay. Three. Maybe a third with the young Kennedy in the plane crash. Who knows? Let's go ahead and give you the Secret Service.
Whatever happened to that one? Remember that Kennedy that got caught killing that girl or something up in Kennebunkport?
Yeah.
Remember that about 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, they found out about it years later.
Yeah, it was like Edward Kennedy's nephew or something like
that.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's always some stink that's on him, boy. But
yeah,
sins of the father, though. I mean, old Joe did some crazy stuff too.
He did. He was a Irish gangster.
It came back on him. But I mean, I'll say this about Robert F. Kennedy, because actually I was watching him when he first started. I really haven't been watching him for the last few months or whatnot. You know, it's not that I'm not taking him seriously. I just ain't taking him seriously. But in talking to the young lady that I was talking to, it makes sense about what and how he's doing it in going after the young people, you know, and then trying to eat up the South. In that regard, and then on top of that, he gets a young vice presidential candidate, running mate that is into the AI talk and stuff like that. And that's where things are going. So
big leftist, I understand.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's where things are going with the AI and
one, let's be honest, his VP is all about the money. He needs somebody to run the campaign.
Heck yeah. I mean, and it's good to have that.
Well, and Kennedy is speaking to young people. And we've talked about young people, you know, on this show a ton. But imagine being a 20-year-old right now. Like, you're going out, you're looking for your first house. It's $300,000-$500,000. You're getting your first job. Hey, that's great. It's paying me $60,000-$70,000. Oh, by the way, $60,000-$70,000 doesn't get you anything. You know what I mean? And you have no path. You learn no socialization skills, you know, other than social media. You can't do anything yourself because school didn't teach anything. Like, you don't understand a car loan or balancing your checkbook. You know, half your friends are thinking they're girls or boys. I mean, it's rough being a kid right now. And I think somebody that says, like, hey, let's try to figure out a way for a future for you.
And half of them are doing it with no dad.
Right. Yeah. And I got to say, y'all need to, everybody needs a dad to whip you upside your head and go, what in the
H? Or to encourage you.
Right.
Look, and the only reason I went like that is because we have people that just balk at discipline, at physical discipline. You know, they, I can't believe you beat your child. You know,
man.
You had to come.
When I was in second grade, I was in a private school. It was before our family got bankrupt. I'm at this private school, and my teacher made me go upstairs. We used to have what was called a headmaster.
Right.
He wasn't a principal. He was a headmaster. Right. And I don't even know what his name was, because his name to us was Sir. I mean, that was like literally his name. She made me go up to Sir's office and ask him to come down to the classroom and whoop my ass. Made me go ask him. I mean, that was a paddle, the paddle.
Yeah.
And it didn't have no holes in it. It was just a paddle that he held. He held it with two hands.
Yeah.
It's remarkable how far this lack of accountability has just ruined society. So
It has.
My buddy and I think I mentioned we own a couple rental houses together. We bought them after the crash. We rehabbed them. They're kind of our retirement plan. But we went to
some
nice single family homes. I'm just saying.
Right in the middle of Mogadishu.
Yeah, I wish. No, it's actually in a super red area, which is nice. But it's a small town outside of the Twin Cities. And they had
J-Rob Kushner.
Yeah. They had a thing last night where they were talking about the new laws they passed, and the Minnesota House of Representatives actually had passed a law that said you couldn't see if you're a landlord and you run their background check, you couldn't see if they were in the middle of getting evicted from their previous place. The Supreme Court overturned it. But so, like, you're getting kicked out. You come apply for my house. I run a background check on you. You're getting evicted from the other house. And I can't contact your previous landlord or whatnot. But they didn't want me to be able to see that you were being evicted from your previous house. Oh, but they did pass a law. As a landlord, I have to let you grow at least up to 8 marijuana plants in your house.
You know, I had a buddy that had a trailer. He had a property, and he lived in this brand new trailer, and he had another little older trailer next to it, and he was renting it out.
Right.
And he told me, you know how he screened people? He looked in their car.
Right.
If you have one of them cars like Wayne posted the other day, you ain't getting the place. You ain't getting it.
I don't know how. I mean, I used to drive from Virginia to Baltimore and Baltimore to Virginia. I used to see up and down I-95 cars filled to the tilt with trash. The only way to, I mean, and I'm surprised that the car didn't get pulled over, because you couldn't see out the back. Back when I was like, how does that car function like that? And the only area that you have space is the driver's side. It's it. it's like their best friend is trash or their wife is trash.
You ever see college students moving? College students coming home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but
that. Or that show on TV, that Hoarders.
Man, look.
That was crazy. That was nuts. Man.
Had one landlord story like that where the dude turned out to be a hoarder. It was. Oh, man. It cost thousands to get all the crap pulled out of there.
You know, to even watch Hoarders.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't know how many times I've did this. You start watching it, like, man, Jay, you be like, Hutch, I can't watch it. No, I can't.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I can't watch. I can't watch them damn dog commercials when they're abusing them dogs.
Oh.
That breaks me there. I got to walk out of the room for that one.
Abusing dogs?
Yeah, like dogs tied up in the wintertime outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my son.
I'd kill somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah. But did y'all see the hoarder that had all those cats in there?
Oh.
Ugh.
She had to have at least 30 cats in the house.
And stories come around every now and then.
Feces and everything all in the house and stuff and she, and the thing about it, like, she didn't want to get rid of none.
I bet she's pro-abortion too.
Right. It's always the crazy cat lady, you know.
She's for trannies and women's sports.
Right.
Oh my God. They're gonna be the end of us, man. I'm telling you.
No human is illegal.
Oh my God. If I hear that again.
I mean, I see this old white haired lady at the post office on her cell phone. Can you believe what they did with abortion? I'm like, lady, what do you care about that? Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, ooh, it's like so important. Ooh, man, I can't believe. Something came out on RT, and the only reason, I kind of covered a little bit for Wayne Dupree, but the Moscow concert thing, y'all kind of sort of, I think we can take that incident and move it into the Baltimore Harbor incident, how the stories come out so quickly to stop Americans from really thinking about it, you know, saying so. The narrative came out that the United States had told Moscow a couple of weeks before this all happened. Did y'all hear the story?
Yeah, and Putin said they were too vague.
Yeah, it was okay. Actually in a press conference they had talked about it too.
But here's the thing. The Russian foreign ministry, Maria, came out and said that was false. And who did they speak to? If they did speak to somebody, because they didn't speak to the foreign ministry or they didn't speak. And I was like, oh,
forgive me for not believing a damn thing.
Yeah. Cause I'm imagining when I can't remember who it was. I think it was Jake Sullivan that came out and said, oh, it was him or Kirby that said, we warned the Russians. And I'm wondering if I'm sitting there like in Russia going like, who the hell did he warn?
Like, no, right.
It's like didn't you guys create ISIS?
Right.
Oh, and guess what? Now that happened a couple weeks ago. The Russian military now has 100,000 volunteers.
Imagine that. You look back not so long ago, John McCain was still alive and acting a fool. If you remember, they used to tell us that the Free Syrian Army was going to be the forces that set Syria free from Assad and Bashar al-Assad and everybody. Mm-hmm. And Kinzinger was in there with them, and McCain and McMuffin was in there. And John McCain said, we're going to arm the Free Syrian Army, and sent them all kinds of TOW-2 missiles and everything. And 10 minutes later, al-Nusra Front took them all.
Yeah.
Or John McCain, he armed these people.
Or I don't know if you remember this one, and believe me, There. I want y'all to fact check this one.
Sure.
But this one happened during Obama too. The United States spent billions to train Syrians.
Yeah.
And when the report came back, they had only trained like 8 or 9.
Probably true.
The report came back and said they had only trained about 8. I'm thinking it was 6 or 7, but you know, I'm giving them 8 or 9. But it wasn't a battalion though. With billions of dollars, it was only like 6, 8 or 9 people that they trained. That's it.
That's right. You bring that forward, and Trump is president and orders troops out of Syria. And the State Department people in Syria lied to him and said that they were, and they left the soldiers there. And nobody went to jail. Nothing happened. Never does.
Let's see. What was it? Army is spending, this is from military.com in 2018. U.S. Army leaders say they say the next war will be fought in mega cities. They funneled $572 million, but they spent a couple billions in Syria, and they only trained like 6 or 7. So yeah,
you see that all the time with the government. It's like the Green New Deal. They put $6.8 billion into electric charging stations.
There's three.
So far, they built 6.
Yeah, and you know what it is?
It's money.
You know what it is? They're getting rich,
right?
They're skimming, except they're not skimming smart. They're taking 3/4 of it. You know, instead of just skimming it off the top, it's worse than that. They're greedy.
Yeah, somebody released a video this morning I saw on Twitter where it was all the mansions of all the powerful people in government of Ukraine. I mean, Zelensky just bought a $20 million.
$20 million
property that used to be owned by one of the English royal families. Like, don't.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
He's president of a country. How are you buying a $20 million mansion?
How are we putting up with these people that are doing this to us?
Right.
That's our money.
Yeah. Well, and there was another guy that was just driving around a week or so ago in his brand new $600,000 Rolls Royce. Like, and he was some executive high up in the Ukrainian government. I'm like, you guys aren't even like pretending, you know?
That's the part that scares me the most.
Right.
Is that everybody's doing this out in the open.
Right.
You know, what Glenn Beck said and O'Keefe said the other day about 20 years. We've been putting these stories out and these facts out and this proof, and nobody's gone to jail in 20 years.
Right.
I mean, think about that, man. This is bad.
I had to, I'm wrong. They spent $500 million. It wasn't billions.
Half a billion.
Yeah. And here it is right here. They, here it is. The original $500 million training program began in 2015 with the talk of filling the force of about 5,000 rebels at the end of the year, but due to desertions and attacks by other rebel groups, only trained 5.
Al-Nusra Front, other rebel groups.
Before we shut down in October. Now, check that out. The original training program was $500 million. Now, if I scroll back up here, it says they wasted $500 million, but now they're about to try it again. So, and they only trained 5. I can see him now. Pop, 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 pop. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm done.
Let's think about this a little differently, though. Why in the hell are Americans okay with us training rebel groups to go overthrow a foreign government?
Because they're worried about abortion.
How is that our business?
Because they're worried about abortion.
Right.
And trannies in freaking sports.
Yeah,
or like, throwing, a joke.
Like, or no matter how bad things are over there, how awful that government is, how on earth is it going to be a positive outcome for let's go find the rebels, fund the rebels to overthrow the government?
And these are the rebels that are snatching people's hearts out and eating them.
Right.
Glenn Beck had that.
Glenn Beck had that. Nice people.
No, they're not.
And you know, the thing about it is I remember growing up with the Druze militias and everything in Syria. There used to be a giant Christian population in Syria.
Yep. Well, there still was. Those were the ones that the president was, the president of Syria was protecting. When Obama was backing the evil rebels, the Syrian president was defending those Christians.
Yep.
You know,
and they're Alawite Muslims. They're not the same as Shiite and Sunnis. They're Alawites. They even drink wine.
Yeah. They're more secular, and that's why Obama didn't like them.
That's exactly right.
McCain didn't like them.
And that was the common denominator of every country that we victimized during the Arab Spring was the ones that had secular governments.
Yep.
Egypt, Libya, and Syria.
We were kind of mad with President Trump for listening to McCain and Lindsey and going after Syria when he first got in. We're like, don't do that, man. Don't listen to them. Because they were like, yeah. It's always the excuse that somebody gassed their own people. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons. Right? And they had journalists over there. Nobody got gas.
Tulsi Gabbard. That was her downfall.
Tulsi, same thing. But, you know, the devil took McCain home. And
maybe he'll get Lindsey next.
Waiting for her.
You know, the shame of that whole thing was the loss of common sense. On Americans. I'm sitting there I'm following that sucker from the beginning, right? Yep. I got pictures of my old shows with McCain drinking tea with these terrorists, right? But I remember thinking, how do people think so stupid like this? The guy's in the Civil War and he's got every single province in the country except for one. And he's going to unleash gas on these people?
Right.
He almost has it. Why would he do that?
Exactly why. We kept saying it. What? You're trying to sell that to us? That doesn't sound right. But, you know, they were in.
Everybody bought
it. They were
it.
Running to the White House. They were in President Trump's ear. And
I'll tell you what, the videos of those days, that's Syria, man. It looked like World War II ruins, man.
It did, didn't it?
Bad.
Yeah.
They had, you know, webcams on people's tanks.
Yeah.
And they're rolling down the road in this tank, and it's like every building in this whole place is blown up.
It almost looked like what Iraq did when they went in there and destroyed the city. And
Think all the people that lived there that are in this country now.
Yep.
That went through all that.
Yep.
Because of people like McCain and Graham.
And McCain is gone. And Graham is, I don't know. He's the oldest virgin. Listen, we're getting ready to roll out of here. Tomorrow is our Friday, your Thursday. I want to once again say thank you to everybody that's tuning into the show. If you want to leave a message for us, call us at 1-800-895-5725. Call us after the show. We want to play some voicemails tomorrow for my last day of the week. We're gonna go with last final thoughts with Jay, and then we're gonna go to Hutch, and then we're gonna get out of here.
All right. Well, hey folks, great show as always, Wayne Hutch. Audience, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share, like Wayne started the show with. That helps us out a lot. AmericanTribune.news will put together a really good piece we just dropped today talking about why civilizations keep making the stupidest choice because the right choice is hard and how that always ends badly. So go check that out. And kind of my thought with what I'm looking for, things feel really too quiet right now. And I know Congress is out of session, but it just feels like there's all these stories kind of bubbling. But nothing, like we went from like 3 weeks ago where holy cow, everything's happening and every day there's 100 things. So when you're out this weekend, enjoy time with your family, pick up some extra canned goods, grab an extra pack of toilet paper, just be ready. Over to you, Hutch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, say a prayer for Lauren Boebert. Our House majority is in danger again as she just had emergency surgery for an acute blood clot in her leg. So I hope she gets well soon. We can't lose a whole lot more. But that being said, it's not all about the government all the time. Have a great day.
Elon Musk posted, X'd out earlier. Traffic on X reaches all-time high. A lot of the responses are like, the bots are killing it. the bots are killing it.
Denial for those on
Twitter. Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.